Let me tell you a little story about a dude I know. His name is Bruce Allen, he used to have a Jufro. He was born and raised out in the town of LA. That's where he went to UCLA, got his...
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I am going to continue with Dr. Tanya Howard, who has joined us for two segments and has some thoughts about moms helping or not helping their dads or their husbands be good dads. So let's continue, Dr. Tanya, getting my doctors mixed up here, with your thoughts on this subject.
Well, before we broke, Bruce, you said that fewer than 50% of families are intact and nuclear. And there's a real hard statistic that, you know, children that grow up in a household without a father present, specifically a father, are 1.5 times, almost actually 2 times more likely to die in infancy than children who have an intact family. So this is truly a matter of life or death. So everything we can do to
encourage... Wow, what is the reason? That I'd never heard. I know that there's a crisis of lack of dads in the African-American community, where 75% of all babies are born to single moms. And then, of course, the dads are absent in that community for a lot of horrible reasons that I think are a function of the liberal 60s and the welfare state. But why would this cause a child mortality?
You know, I don't have a hard fact behind that, but I'm kind of extrapolating that perhaps, you know, then the head of the household, again, the mom, might be just too busy with the business of keeping a roof over their head and food on the table, and perhaps not able to either afford or have access to great health care, not have the time to be intuitive and spend quality time with their child to recognize that maybe an illness is critical or something else is happening that is unhealthy or dangerous for the child. So that's my own opinion.
That's amazing. I mean, I happen to be a big advocate for traditional families where possible for emotional reasons. I never thought about it for health, life and death reasons.
Yeah, 1.8 times more likely to die in infancy, which I thought was horrific, really.
Indeed. You also said to me on the break that you had some tips for moms to empower their husbands.
I do. You know, a question that I ask my new parents, and again, I try to do it individually so that I get an honest answer. I ask them, what is the primary relationship? Now that you're a family, what's the primary relationship in the home? And almost inevitably, the dads will say the marriage is a primary relationship, and the women will say that the parent-child one is primary. And I happen to think that the marriage there's a relationship of utmost importance. Now, the safety and well-being of your children should always be primary. But as far as energy into relationship, I believe it should be the marriage first. If you don't have a strong marriage, you really have a more difficult time having a strong parenting unit. So putting the marriage first, making time for yourself so you can be nourished and refreshed and be a team in raising children, I think is really critical. Really critical.
Let me ask you a question about this putting the marriage first thing,
because
it's an issue in my home, and I'm really curious your thought. My wife agrees with you that the marriage should come first, and I have found I am put in the middle. Now, remember, she is the stepmom lately because my older son has had some pretty pressing issues, and my wife has had issues regarding reducing her golf handicap. So it seems to me that my son's issues, which are almost literally life and death, are more important at present than my wife's need to get her handicap into single digits. So how do I juggle this?
Well, I don't want to get between you and your lovely, but, you know, remember I qualified this by saying that, you know, the safety and well-being of your children should always be your primary concern. But when you're looking at everyone being happy and healthy, the relationship of utmost concern should be the marriage. So
Okay.
It sounds like there might be some concern for, you know, keeping your son on a healthy and straight and narrow, and that does bump the marriage or the recreation, in my opinion.
Okay, I was being a little bit dramatic
in making
it sound like my wife actually cared about her golf more than my son's welfare. But I think that's a good distinction. As we wind down, any final thoughts? And please let my listeners know where they can find you and get more of your wisdom in these short segments, which I get.
Absolutely. So first of all, when you let your husband be a father, or let the father be the father. So if you ask him to diaper the baby and he puts a diaper on backwards, don't criticize him or correct it or re-diaper. He'll learn soon enough that poop shoots up the back out the diaper up the baby's neck if you don't put it on right. If you know, if you've gone to get a massage or gone to the gym and you come home and the baby hasn't been bathed, or you know he's had, you know, dry cereal for dinner, don't criticize. Dads will have to figure it out, just like moms had to figure it out. Let them parent in their own sandbox. Let them figure it out. The more you criticize, the more they say, hey, if I can't do it right, I'm not going to do it at all. In fact, my husband said, if you're going to correct me twice, I'm not going to do it a third time. Let me figure this out for myself. What they like for lunch, how to put a diaper on, how to put their clothes on the right way, how to brush their hair. And if they're a little dirty, you know, if they're a little sticky, if they're stayed up a little later, who cares? You have a strong, healthy, happy family unit. Ask the dad to participate, step away, don't criticize, be grateful, be supportive. So that's the bottom line.
I want that wife. I want that wife, please. And how do we reach you?
Follow me on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at Ask Dr. Tanya, and that's AskDrTania, or come straight to my lifestyle and wellness blog, and that's www.drtanya.com, DrTania. I would love to see your listeners come by. If they like what they see, click the like or follow button.
Okay, and always leave a comment, because writers and bloggers love comments. And I think Dr. Tanya will join us at Dad Chat tonight. So if you come to Dad Chat, you will have the opportunity to ask her a question if you want directly. Dad Chat's an open forum, so if we go off topic and you just ask her how to tweak the little issue in your life, I am sure she will be gracious enough to answer it.
I would be happy to, and wouldn't miss Dad Chat for the world. It's a wonderful forum.
Thank you, Dr. Tanya. We will be back with some closing comments after these short commercials.
Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between. Do not mess with Mr. In Between. No, no. Do not mess with Mr. In Between. It's a Bible just day do day do day do day do day do day do day. You did.